I'm Mark Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A number of jurors in Pueblo and Crowley counties are among those who have had personal information accidentally exposed after files were accessed externally. The Pueblo Chieftain reports about 15,000 people in Pueblo County and nearly 2,300 in Crowley County have been affected. The paper also says that those who may be affected will be contacted as a precaution. The Colorado Classic Pro Cycling Race kicked off this morning here in Colorado Springs. The first stage consisted of circuit loops from the downtown area to the Garden of the Gods. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Burnell was at the start and has this report.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The women were first to race, taking off at 10 from the corner of Tejon and Pikes Peak. Support cars and emergency vehicles trailed, and enthusiastic fans looked on, eager to catch a glimpse of some of the world's best cyclists. Peggy McLean watched from the starting line and planned to follow along as the racers made their way around the city.
I'm riding my bicycle now to the Garden of the Gods to see that part of it. And I think I can get there before they do because they have got to go all the way around.
The athletes head to Breckenridge for another stage tomorrow, and the men will continue on to Denver on Saturday for the final two stages of the race. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Colorado Springs resident Jennifer Valente won the women's stage today, and American John Murphy prevailed in the first stage of the men's race. I'm Mike Purcell, and this is 91.5 KRCC News.